Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today is the feast day of St. Catherine Drexel. Because I grew up in Pennsylvania, I had heard a lot of her. She died in 1955, so that's not so long ago, but she was a woman who did missionary work among the poor. She was a very, very fine woman. So let's take a look at the entrance antiphon first of all. Forsake me not, O Lord, my God. Be not far from me. Make haste and come to my help, O Lord, my strong salvation. That's a good little prayer from Psalm 37 and 38. It's a good little prayer, brothers and sisters, to pray every day. Forsake me not, O Lord. My God, be not far from me. Make haste and come to my help. O Lord, my strong salvation. I think I'm going to take that little prayer and make it mine as well. So I ask you to join me. So we take a look now at the first reading from the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 18, and then verses 18 to 20. The people of Judah and the citizens of Jerusalem said, "Come, let us contrive a plot against Jeremiah. It will not mean the loss of instruction from the priests, nor of counsel from the wise, nor of messages from the prophets. And so let us destroy him by his own tongue. Let us carefully note his every word. Heed me, O Lord, and listen to what my adversaries say. Must good be repaid with evil, that they should dig a pit to take my life? Remember that I stood before you to speak in their behalf, to turn away your wrath from them." Brothers and sisters, here he is, a man now trying to do good, to speak of the goodness of God. They want to get rid of him. Psalm 31 says, "Save me, O Lord, in your kindness. You will free me from the snare they set for me, for you are my refuge. Into your hands I commend my spirit. You will redeem me, O Lord, O faithful God." I hear the whispers of the crowd that frighten me from every side as they consult together against me, plotting to take my life. But my trust is in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. In your hands is my destiny. Rescue me from the clutches of my enemies and my persecutors. Especially that last part, all of us should pray. I'll repeat it. My trust is in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. In your hands is my destiny. Rescue me from the clutches of my enemies and my persecutors. That part of that psalm could be a prayer that you pray every day if you're going through difficult times. God hears every prayer you pray. Take it to him, first of all. And then we look today at the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 20, verses 17 to 28. As Jesus was going up to Jerusalem, he took the 12 disciples aside by themselves and said to them on the way, "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and hand him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and scourged and crucified, and he will be raised on the third day." Brothers and sisters, right there, just stop for a moment as they're plotting Jesus' death. And then it continues. The mother of the sons of Zebedee approached Jesus with her sons and did him homage, wishing to ask him for something. And he said to her, "What do you wish?" She answered him, "Command that these two sons of mine sit, one at your right and the other at your left in your kingdom." And Jesus said in reply, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the chalice that I am going to drink?" And they said to him, "Oh, we can." He replied, "My chalice you will indeed drink, but to sit at my right and at my left, this is not mine to give, but is for those for whom it has been prepared for my Father." When the ten heard this, they became indignant at the two brothers. But Jesus summoned them and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and the great ones make their authority felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you shall be your servant." Heed this, brothers and sisters. Whoever wishes to be great among you, when we let pride overtake us and we push and shove for this position and that position, we don't want to do that. "Whoever wishes to be great among you shall be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave." Just so, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for the many. Pride, you know, can get hold of all of us. It can. It certainly has with me at times. And I need always to turn to the Lord and say, "You're the Lord. I'm the disciple. You're my Father and I am your child." Get myself back into the right place again and ask God for the help that we need. He who is our Father and Son and Holy Spirit. Turn to him often. Brothers and sisters, you know, we make prayer something that we go to at the very last minute. We don't go there first. And that's where we should go, is first to God. First ask him, "Lord, will you help me? Lord, will you show your way to me? Oh, Lord, I need you. Please come and help me." I do that a lot. And it doesn't mean he comes down from out the clouds. I probably would die. But I know that he's there, and a thought goes through my mind that I never really thought of before. Or I hear something that I haven't heard in a long time. I just say, "Lord, give me wisdom." And quietly, I wait. And if I don't hear anything after a while, if I can wait overnight, do that. God has different ways of coming to us. But just be still before him and say, "Help me. Show me what it is you want me to do. Or I'm confused. I need help." And you really do that. You really pray that. Pray at least a decade of the rosary if you can. Pray the Lord's Prayer. Pray to Mary. And ask for what it is you need. You'll be surprised how God will do that. Sometimes it's only 2 or 3 days later when you realize, having already done something, you realize, "Gee, that was the right thing to do. How did I do that?" God blessed you. We don't go to God often enough to ask for help, and we need to do that. We need to do that very, very much. Brothers and sisters, there is so much in our lives that can get confusing. Sometimes things are very difficult. Sometimes they're physical problems, but most often they come from our own internal sufferings. I want to share with you something that St. Catherine Drexel shared. It spoke to me very much. Life, she says, is marked by suffering. The poor suffer, the great suffer. Everything that is painful to the flesh, displeasing to the senses, is a cross. Embrace all these little opportunities of suffering. and you will be bearing the cross of Christ. Relieve the afflicted, and he, your Lord, will accept it as given to himself. I did, she says, most earnestly pray in Mass and at Holy Communion to implore grace to imitate our Lord and to return him love for love. I tried to offer him what St. Margaret Mary desired, not to be left without suffering. I absolutely have not reached her desire. Naturally, I hate suffering. I did try, however. Thank God for everything that makes me die to sin. My whole life henceforth must be a conscious dying. Thank God for everything that makes me die, as now. Catherine Drexel died in 1955. And that's quite a prayer, isn't it? Brothers and sisters, I know that the only way that I can bear whatever cross, always asking God, please remove this cross from me. But at the same time, being willing to say, Lord, if this cross is your will, give me the courage to follow you. And when we do that, there are so many people joining us from heaven and perhaps many others on earth. When we bring everything to God, God blesses. God cares for us. God takes care of us in every way possible. And I just want to encourage you, please, listen to him. Do what he tells you, what he asks of you. Okay, brothers and sisters, I've just been taking a moment here and praying for you. That our life is marked by suffering. But we want to be in a position where that suffering leads to more life. That's what we want. And the collect for today's Mass tells us, and I close with this, God of love, you called St. Catherine Drexel to preach the message of the gospel and to bring the life of the Eucharist to the Native American and African American peoples. By her prayers and example, enable us to work for justice among the poor and the oppressed, and keep us undivided in love in the Eucharistic community of your church. We pray this prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Wherever you see, brothers, your own selfishness, your sisters too, all of us, whatever we see in ourselves that's selfishness, certainly ask Catherine Drexel for help, but turn to God, wherever you are, right in the middle of your day. You have a moment, take a deep breath, and just say, Lord, this is what's going in my life right now. Please give me faith. Please give me hope. Please enable me to love to those I need. Please, brothers and sisters, let us pray. Amen. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.